Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now a 3-on-2 back the other way. Buffalo get the numbers back quickly. Picked off by Mittelstadt. How fitting would that be? He drops it off. Here's Cousins, walks in. Cousins for Skinner, scores! Empty net goal with 31.8 seconds remaining. And Buffalo's up 2-0.
All right, indeed. There's a highlight from our buddy Dan Dunleavy. He and Rob Ray will be on the call again tonight. A home game for the Sabres and the Montreal Canadiens. That is from Saturday afternoon, early evening. It was a 5 o'clock start. On Long Island against the Islanders, the Sabres come away with a shutout win, 2-0. A pretty gritty, gutty road game type of game, right? I mean, the Islanders are painful to play against. I mean, just really tough. And, the Sabres have had a tough time sometimes being patient and not forcing things. But on the heels of a fun Friday night win over the Devils, which is more your typical game, like flashy, exciting plays, a lead, and then hang on tight. We've seen that script followed a number of times this year, but they did hang on and get the win on Friday. Boy, Saturday was more like what we saw. There was the home game against the Rangers, and then, who was that next game against? I cannot remember now who they did a really good job. Oh, the Toronto game in Toronto the following Monday. Just sort of smothering, patient, defensive-minded. These are not things that you often use to describe the Sabres, but that's three efforts in the last couple of weeks where they've managed to do that, and Saturday was definitely called for, and they managed to get it. So, we'll see, man. I mean, 6 points back of the Penguins, 7 back of the Islanders, 10 games to go going into play tonight. I mean, the math is not in your favor. But we'll see. A third straight win, get some other results going your way, and who knows. The Penguins do not play tonight. The Islanders do, as do the Florida Panthers, who are between the Sabres and the two teams, Pittsburgh and the Islanders. I said those in the wrong order. The Islanders and Pittsburgh are 7th and 8th, the two wild card spots right now. So see where you're at the end of this week, maybe. Win this game tonight, get the Ranger game, and see where we're at. I know. They keep sort of pulling you back in. I don't know how in anybody is right now. It doesn't seem that realistic, but, a couple of wins can be pretty valuable at this point in the year. Anyway, Sabres and Canadians coming up at 7, pregame at 6. Thanks for tuning in today, by the way. I am the Bulldog. Mike Chope is out sick today. Zach Jones alongside as well. And I mentioned as we went to the last break that I wanted to comment on what I heard from Bean in talking about Josh Allen and his running and his taking hits. And I think it was Adam Bonini who asked about, what they've done on the line and the running game and, Damian Harris is a signing. If that is, designed to take some of the weight off of Josh Allen. And in talking about that, you heard Bean, talk about how they encourage him to be more careful, discourage him from taking so many hits. I think I saw some comments from Sean McDermott. I don't believe from today. I'm not sure when they were from, but pretty recently, also talking about, Josh's running and the hits he takes. And, there's a lot of stuff that's obvious about this commentary that they provide and even what I'm saying here. Of course, Josh Allen is extremely valuable. They're sunk without him. But what I think, especially from what I heard from Bean today, I think some of us, and I might even include myself in this at times, we hear them talk about Allen and their desire to see him slide, get out of bounds, not take as much punishment. And I think that the conclusion we reach is that they don't want him to run. And I'm not sure that that's the appropriate end point when you hear the coach or the GM talk about wanting Allen to be more careful. Certainly, I understand, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to do. And like I said, I think I've been guilty of it. I hear them talk and I sometimes think, man, they sound like they don't want him to run. I don't necessarily think that that's the case. What Bean is telling you specifically is that when he does it, they just want him to be a little more careful and be smarter about it. He even says there that, you know, you talk to Josh, you know, during the week, you know, after games and in the run-up to the next game about it, and he understands and even agrees. Like, yeah, I got to be smarter, I got to be careful, I don't need to be taking unnecessary shots and that sort of stuff. And, you know, that all makes sense. And I think this will evolve over time as he gets older. I wouldn't expect him to be the super, super dangerous runner that he's been so far in his career, and I think still will continue to be for at least a few more seasons. Of course they want him to protect himself. I don't think they want him to not run. I don't think they're telling you we don't want Josh Allen running. And I say that because I think they'd be crazy to think that. He's an excellent quarterback, and we've seen him make great strides to the point where, like, he's one of the top guys in the league, and he can throw the ball, obviously. I mean, he's thrown for tons of yards and tons of scores and whatever. His resume kind of speaks for itself at this point. He's great. He's in the very top tier of quarterbacks in the NFL. The only person I would put confidently without question, you can argue about other guys, I don't think you can put him ahead of Mahomes. But I think after that, you know, pick your guy. Allen is definitely in the conversation behind the very top guy in the league, and that's Patrick Mahomes. So as a passer, he is valuable and dangerous, but his running adds such a dimension to his game. To want to take that away in any way, I think would be crazy. You'd be hurting yourself. Like, I know everything grinds to a halt the second that guy takes a hit that he can't walk away from, i.e. play right away afterward, all right? Gets knocked out of a game, gets knocked out of, you know, a week or two or half of a season, or God forbid even more. Like, everything just stops, all right? The existence we've been enjoying since the 2020 season of the Bills being a Super Bowl favorite ends. But I also think if you were to curtail his running, like somehow get him to stop running, you would be doing the same thing. I just don't think this offense, this team, this player is anywhere near as dangerous as he is when he's running. If you take that away. So today, listening to Bean, it just sort of dawned on me. This feels a little bit like, for me, when I realized last fall at some point that all of the noise that you hear about the Bills being interested in McCaffrey or Barkley or any other big-name running back, I think is mostly just noise. I'll believe that they're going to invest a premium asset in the running back position when I see them do it. I think until then, I don't buy it. I don't think their actions back it up. You know, could be that they've been after every one of those big names and just haven't found a way to get the fish into the boat, but I kind of doubt that. I think either they want their name out there for some other reason, drive up the asking price for other teams, I don't know, or it's a lot of circumstantial assumption that's made. Well, the Bills are great. They don't have a great running back. They could really use this guy. Hey, they used to be in Carolina. They know. I think there's a lot of dot connecting that happens there. So I've never bought it. This is similar to me. I'll believe that they want Josh Allen to not run as much when he stops running. And I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. Yes, would I like him to get hit less? Sure, I would. Of course they would. And like Bean even said, Allen understands and agrees, but you get him in the game and like he just, you know, he sees a 6'2", 240-pound linebacker in front of him and he wants to run him over. I know that isn't always smart, and be careful, you know, what you wish for, because maybe someday it will cost him, but he hasn't really been hurt running the ball at all yet. The two injuries he has suffered in his career, well, three if you count the head injury against New England that one year too, have been in the pocket. He's been hurt in the pocket. So I think it's time for us to start differentiating them talking publicly, Bean and McDermott, about Allen being more careful and not taking as many shots and equating that to they want him to curtail his running. I don't think they do. I think they'd be making themselves, by choice, worse if he didn't run as much. And that doesn't sound like a really good idea. He's right in the middle of the best years of his career, and his running is a big part of his value and what makes him so dangerous and excellent. And I don't take them saying we need him to be careful, more careful, as curtailing the running. So just wanted to just share that observation from what we heard from Brandon Bean. We'll take a quick time out here. Pregame is coming your way in just about 15 minutes. Sabres and Montreal Canadiens tonight from downtown Buffalo. Mike Chope is out sick today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.